Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on a Power Friday as we get started with not only Greg Stafford, but Mike Frost Jazz. See if you recognize the tune. Yeah, I know you heard this one, and I know you remember it. You have to. Now, here's the question. I know you recognize the tune. Do you remember the name of the song? I'm going to give you a clue. I know some of you got it down right away. For those of you who are saying, I know it, just give me a clue. Here's your clue. Bells. All right, I'm going to let you think about that some more. I'm telling you what, those musicians are playing. For real. All right. I thought I'd get you, you know, kind of going with some happy sounds. We didn't hear much from the vocals. And that's why I said sounds. Matter of fact, we didn't hear anything about vocals, just about the music. And that's cool because sometimes the music is all we need. So we're going to let you think about that music that you heard as we get ready to move into this Power Friday's discussion. I had mentioned that I want you to be able to move through the holiday season with as much joy, as much relaxation, as much refreshment as possible. And I know that for some people that is very, very, very easy. While for others, it may not be as easy. There may be some challenges, particularly challenges that for one reason or another affect the mood, the emotions. And so, courtesy of Maria Kohut, we're going to take a look at something that does affect folks, and not just this time of the year, but things like sadness, depression, etc., can hit kind of hard, especially hard this time of the year. And when it's something that hits particularly hard during the winter season, is often identified as seasonal affective disorder. So let's take a look at it. You mentioned, you probably heard me emphasizing, I did it deliberately. I emphasized the word seasonal because there are some things that are just seasonal. There are some businesses that are seasonal. A lot of people say, hey, look, you know, if you're in this kind of business, you need to make sure that when things are really hot, you're really making that money. That you're setting it aside, you're not throwing it away, not just spending it. But when it's really flowing in, this time of the year is the time to be setting some aside, because other times of the year, it's not going to be like this. Seasonal businesses. Yeah, some things are just seasonal. Some things are seasonal, not in the sense that one given season is the only time that it will be happening. But a given season may be the time that it is truly prevalent, prominent. And sometimes the depression can be one of those things that can be especially hard on some people simply because that winter, some people call it the winter blues. Some people call it depression, but this is a little different from depression. Depression can be involved, but there can be some difference. Because again, you may find that almost, if not every winter, brings you down. Or if you're already feeling down, winter tends to bring you even more down. Well, we're going to be sharing some tips on how to manage that. You're going to be able to identify it, but we're also going to talk about managing it. That's the reason that I have these kinds of discussions, too. As many of you know, I've been doing it this way from the beginning. We'll bring up these issues that are challenging, that have to do with, you know, making life a little unpleasant. But we like to talk about possible solutions. And that's what it's going to be about today. So what is seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD? Well, it's a type of depression that comes and goes with the four seasons, typically manifesting during the cold autumn and winter months when the days are shorter, darker, and chillier. Isn't it interesting that at least one of these things that really, really makes life pleasant for some people is the very thing that makes it unpleasant for others? You know, a lot of people say, hey, look, you know, I want it to feel cold. I want it to be cold so I know it's winter. I want a true winter. There are people who really like very distinct seasons, four distinct seasons, feeling different, looking different, each one of them. And with that being the case, there are a lot of people who really like cold winters. Of course, there are people who are not excited at all about cold winters, despite the fact that it is indeed winter. And so the fact that daylight lasts less time, the darkness seems to be more prominent, and it's chillier. These are some of the things that can bring on a more pronounced sense of depression for some people. And according to the National Institute of Mental Health, the main risk factors for SAD are age, sex, distance from the equator. Since regions farther to the north and south tend to have shorter days and less sunlight in the winter, and a history of depression or other mood disorders. Now, I'm not going to go through all of this today. I want to just get right down. I want to give you an idea of what SAD is about, because I know some people may have missed the conversation previously. But I want to talk about a little bit of it because I want you to be able to deal with this, get through it. So we shared a little bit about what it is, what causes it. What are some possible ways of dealing with it? How about setting a light box up in a convenient place? At home, work, or both. Sitting in front of it between 20 and 90 minutes each day. With the thought in mind of getting as much of your light therapy as early in the morning as possible. Starting the day out right. Light therapy early in the morning, as early as possible. Be sure to sit in such a way that the correct amount of light falls on your eyes. So there's one doctor who says that the light box should be placed at eye level or higher, approximately 2 feet away from you. And repeat this procedure each day throughout whichever season it is that you have the most challenges with mood disorder, with depression. And for a lot of people, that will be wintertime. At the same time, you can add to the beneficial effects of light therapy by making a little extra effort to, even if you need to, hunt down natural daylight. If you can get to it, if you can get some natural daylight, get to it, take advantage of it as much as you can. You can do this by waking up earlier in the morning and going outside where the sunshine is for as long as it lasts to allow yourself to feel as though you're soaking in the light and taking advantage of the whole day. Something about being outside. Artificial light is great. It really is, no doubt. I mean, nighttime, there is no sunlight. All we have is artificial light. And it's great, especially if it's the right kind of light, whether you prefer it to be a little brighter or a little dimmer. Something about light. We thrive on light. There's something about that natural light, though, that can give us benefits that artificial light cannot. So again, if you can, get out there into the sunshine. It's not enough. It is better to see sunlight through the window than to not see it at all. But it's even better to be out there in it. If it's not freezing, you can get outside, enjoy that direct sunshine. Research has shown that people who have SAD, what does that stand for? There you go, seasonal affective disorder. People with SAD tend to eat more carbohydrate-rich foods and not the good kind. You know, you can get good sources of carbohydrates, you're good to go. But people with SADs tend to really indulge in sweets and starchy foods. They also have a tendency to overeat during these periods of seasonal lows. So it's important that you really looking after your diet. You're paying close attention to what you are consuming. It's amazing that all those types of foods that we've been talking about all through the year for years that help us with our health in general can be very, very helpful when it comes to dealing with SAD, seasonal affective disorder. So, you know what kinds of foods we're talking about? Fruits, vegetables. Definitely include the foods that are high in omega-3s, poly and mono unsaturated fats. All those foods we've been talking about, those are the ones that you want to put into your body. You don't want to overindulge in anything, but definitely these are the ones you want to be falling in love with. Be back and let's talk about parenting skills again, developing those so that we can be the best parents we can be. Isn't it good to know that even though we really are good parents, we can become even better?